A woman from South America was becoming more religiously interested in Torah and mitzvot. She was Jewish, but she didn't have much of a background. So in order to demonstrate how profoundly committed she was to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how interested in the relationship with him that he was, she had the Shem Shin Dalet Yud tattooed onto her ankle. Now she is much frommer, and she comes to Harav Asher Weiss and asks, what am I supposed to do about this tattoo? I want to go to the mikveh. Is this a chasisa? Or is it okay? What am I supposed to do? Do I get rid of it? How do I ever go to the bathroom? Harav Asher Weiss passed the sheila on to his talmidim to see what they have to say. So Rav Avadia Yosef Toledano was offered the opportunity to respond, and he published a teshuvah about it in Shut Meshiv Mishpat Chelek Aleph or Achayim Siman Yutet. And he tells in his sefer Kenyan HaTorah Shel Maran how when he was working on this, he went and he consulted with his grandfather, Chacham Avadia. And when he told Chacham Avadia the story, Chacham Avadia just couldn't handle it. He was so emotionally jarred, in such pain, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name could be tattooed onto a person's foot. It just hurt him so much. He couldn't even talk. And then he asked, are you sure? Did she really do it? Why would you do such a thing? It was so difficult for him to comprehend how a person could hurt HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. That comes out of a true love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who is Ohev Et HaMakom. You love Hashem, and you feel the pain of your loved one when your loved one is in pain. Rav Avadia felt the pain of the Shekhinah, that the Shem Shaddai was tattooed on this person's ankle. It pained him so much. That's the 30th of the Kinyanei Torah, Ohev Et HaMakom. That person loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. And we're Kone Torah through that. That we learn not for the Kavod, but rather we learn Mitoch Ahava. And that learning itself is a zechut for more learning, more Torah secrets to be revealed to us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. The Gemara in Nidarim quotes the Pasuk in Devarim, L'ahavad Adonai Elohecha L'shmo Bekolo U'dov Kabo. We have to love Hashem, listen to His voice, and to cling to Him. The Gemara explains a person shouldn't say, I'm going to learn so that I can be called a Chacham, or so that I can be called a Rebbe, or a Zaken, or a Rosh Hashiva. Rather, a person has to learn Mitoch Ahava, and the Kavod will come in the end. All Hashem wants is that we learn out of love for Him. He doesn't want us to seek the Kavod, and He'll still give it to us. Chacham Avadia, out of his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would get into such a mood when Pesach was coming, and he would, in his shiurim, talk about Pesach and the nisim that happened in Mitzrayim. And then when they got to the Seder, he was in such a jolly state. Every line of the Haggadah was meaningful. He lived through the experience, and Kam Dayenu, unbelievable how he was so emotionally present and excited for everything, making hand motions and demonstrating what was going on. And oh, Baruch Hashem, Natan Lanu Et HaTorah. He was so happy for Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after the Seder, he would gather together all of the grandchildren around the table and tell them more of the Nisim, to instill in them an Avad Hashem. Give them Emunah. Of course, kids can't always do that out of the box. They need to be trained. So yeah, we give them prizes and other incentives like, you know, toys and kavod and whatever it is. And we talk shalom lishma ba'al lishma. Eventually they have to let go of the ulterior incentives in order to focus on the real one of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is how we are Kone Torah. And to connect to the previous kinyan of Ahuv, a person is beloved by the people, he's Kone Torah, he has to make sure he's also Ohev Et HaMakom, because it can't just be that he wants them to like him, so he lets them do whatever they want. He has to also want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to like him. And the Abed Sir Yaakov Emnin explains, it shouldn't be that people like him because he's not giving them enough Musar or Tochacha. But rather, because he loves Hashem and he loves the people, he strengthens his efforts in order to instruct people as to how to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an honest and true way, that this is Torah, this is what Hashem wants, And when they respect that and they see that, then they won't interfere with his learning, and his learning will succeed even more. All in all, a person has to develop and cultivate that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch to serve him out of true love. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen.